when Larry passed, it was in the middle of COVID. So they couldn't do hardly a funeral service. They had a visitation, and then they had him cremated. And then it wasn't until the following June that they were able to do a burial, last-minute burial for him. So little town, Little York here, population of 300 people, this community never had the chance to say goodbye to Larry. That was 4 years ago. So 2 years ago, we found out that Larry never had a headstone. I'm like, what? Larry's got to have a headstone. So we organized a fundraiser to raise money to buy Larry a headstone. And it took 2 years to get the headstone finally placed. It was placed in November, this past November. We wanted to give Little York a way to pay honor and respect to Larry and say goodbye to Larry. So got with the community here, the mayor, Steve, and a couple of the members here, and said, we want to help you, give you some closure. We want to do a dedication, memorial service, whatever you want to call it, for Larry on March 30th, the day before he died, fourth year anniversary of his death. And the reason we picked this weekend, I know it's Easter weekend, the reason we picked this weekend was because it is Easter weekend, and Larry believed in God the same as we do, but also it was the least likely time that we would have a military active duty funeral to do. Because myself, Larry, 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago before he passed, willed and dedicated and passed on his mission to me and asked me to continue his mission. So for the past 4 years, we've expanded that to a 400-mile operating area out of St. Louis area and a little town called O'Fallon, Illinois. And we've expanded it to, we cover 11 and a half, 12 states. And we're now averaging 40 missions a year. So 40 weeks, 40 to 45 weeks a year on the road doing flag missions like Larry did. And we've done almost 190 in the last 4 years. Larry in the 14 years that he done, I believe over 200, close to 300. So we're honored and humbled to carry on his mission and continue his mission. And I just felt this was important for this town. It wasn't about us. It wasn't about the flagman's mission continues. It was never about Larry. It was about giving this town a little peace of mind and closure finally after 4 years.